IT After Show podcast is on. Today's Monday, July the 10th. David's been without AEC all weekend. Or I guess you had AC, but you were with your parents.
Yeah, so basically, I kind of noticed it Friday, then all day Saturday. It was absolutely brutal.
Do your parents still have a room in their house that's like your room?
Yeah, but it's also a storage room. So I walk in, and it's like this narrow.
You don't have like your arts and crafts from like elementary school still up on your wall?
No, they're actually still, there's a picture of me on my wall.
Did you have a picture of yourself on your own wall?
Yeah.
Was it your senior portrait?
Yeah, it was. One of them.
In your own room? I guess where else do you put it, though?
Yeah.
Like, in case I forget what I look like, here's a picture of me.
But it's just to be like, my mom has collected things over the years, and now my room was pretty big, so now it's just become the bonus storage room. And it still has, like, my bed, my TV and stuff in there, so.
So when you go back, does it feel like you're a kid again?
Kind of, sort of. Feels different because it is cluttered. It's full of a bunch of stuff, but.
Why don't you and your girlfriend move in there? Instead of having two places you have to pay rent. I don't really understand the whole logic of that. If you guys know you're going to get married and all that.
You mean to go live with my parents?
I mean, no, with Rachel.
You could save money.
I guess it'd be okay. I don't think they'd mind.
Do most people go back home? Because I went back home for a little short minute.
I think a lot of people do. I think like the millennial, I think it's like 50% end up going back home.
Wow.
It's pretty high.
What's it going to be like for our kids, Brandon?
Oh my gosh, they're never going to leave. Kai says now he never wants to move out.
Yeah.
He wants to live with us forever.
Is Kai a part of the Generation Z or X or something like that?
I don't know. Tell me about it.
Well, Generation Z, I think, is people born like after 2000 or 2004.
Do we start with...
He was born in 09.
What happens when Generation Z is grown up? Do we start back with Generation A?
Or is it AA?
I don't know where they get these
Speaking
names.
Speaking of AA, how's your family doing? Your uncle?
It's Generation X. No, wait, that's something different.
Oh, geez.
That's the boomers. I don't know.
He was a great player when he was a player on the Bengals.
Yeah,
Boomer
he was.
Size and good
he was
one. Good.
He's still on TV today.
He is on CBS.
You know who's not on TV as much as I wish she was? Is Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate.
So we kind of, and my wife didn't even realize that we were kind of like razzing her the whole time I was posting the Jessica Simpson deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like legitimately, here we are 9 years removed from me meeting Jessica Simpson. You can tell it still bothers her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you left her to go take a picture.
That story though, like I'm just telling you, I've been pregnant before and it's not fun. Like do you remember how far along she was?
No, I can't remember.
Was she showing?
I think so.
Okay. Well, when you're showing and then you're going to go backstage and see this like absolutely beautiful guy's drool over her person and you're pregnant and you feel like a fat cow, it's not exactly the thing that you're looking forward to. And she was probably like putting on a brave face like, okay, I'm going to do this for Brandon. I'm going to try to, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, what happens... happened.
So Jessica Simpson was on tour with Rascal Flatts, and I looked it up. It was the Bob That Head tour off of this. I think Rascal Flatts had a song called Bob That Head or something like that.
I don't remember that one.
I know. It's probably not what I'd name not my tour.
Yeah.
Bob That Head.
You know, Kelly probably went...
Shut your face, Brandon.
...to the concert because they were...
She was a roadie.
You know. I can't stand either of you today.
She should have headlined.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so the story is that she's opening up, blah, 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 blah. My mother-in-law was a huge fan of Rascal Flatts, so she was all excited. And we got to go backstage to meet Rascal Flatts. And we also, because I was begging to go and meet Jessica Simpson, had the chance to meet Jessica Simpson right after the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, man.
So she's single, she is in her prime, and my wife is pregnant. And yeah, she didn't really see... the whole infatuation, but I love the TV show Newlyweds.
Yeah.
Of course, every guy liked her in Dukes of Hazzard. So my wife was like, ugh, already.
Yeah.
And then what happened is we go in because they make us wait outside. And I know the meet and greet's coming up. And you guys know what it's like when you go to a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like hurry up and then it's a hurry up and wait type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a hurry up. And like the meet and greet, let's say it was at 6:15. They didn't open the doors until 6:10.
Mm.
So I thought, I'm going to miss the meet and greet. So I rush, bathroom break, because I had a few beers before we got there. And then my wife and my mother-in-law go in, and they go pee. And they're still in there. and they're still in there. And they're still in there. And I'm waiting in the hallway. And I'm like, you got to hurry up. I got to meet Jessica Simpson. Because this is the one I wanted to meet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of all people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife doesn't come out. So I went.
Dude.
I thought maybe she was down there.
So when you got back to the stands, what was the atmosphere like?
The worst.
What was the first thing that came out of your mouth or her mouth? Like, do you remember?
She wouldn't talk to me. Legit.
What did you try to say? Like, were you like, well, where were you? Like,
so legitimately, like, I get back there, I realize she's not there. And then I'm like, oh, crap. But there's people in front of me. I don't want to miss the chance to talk to Jessica and get my picture taken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, I think I should try to go find my wife. So I took off, and I can't remember what venue. I think we might have been in Little Rock, but I can't remember for sure. Anyway, whatever it was, I take off running through the halls.
Dude.
Backstage, which is a complete, like, that's a reason for them to tackle you and tase you and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So I take off running to go try to rescue my wife, and I come up the little area where you're coming from, the backstage area, and like where the security person would let you down to that area.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is on the other side of a guardrail, and I see her standing there, and she's not real happy with me. And I think there might have been, you know, some watery looking eyes and stuff.
Oh my God.
Because I think she called me when I was back there in the room too. You know?
Did you?
I took it and I ran to go get her. So when I got there, I look up and I'm like, that's my wife. We have the passes. I show the pass. And they say, I'm sorry, we can't let anybody else down. And I have to look at my wife and say, they won't let anybody else down. And I said, I'll be back. And I turned around and walked back there. And then I ran to go meet Jessica.
As soon as you said, I'll be back, and turned around, did you almost like throw up?
Kind of. Because I knew like how horrible it was at the time. Kind of. But like, think about it from her perspective, because I've never done this until just a few moments ago. She watches her husband turn around and leave.
Yeah. And she's pregnant.
And she can't go.
With all kinds of hormones.
And she's mad too.
And, yeah.
She's mad at me and mad at the security person.
Mm-hmm.
So I get back there, I take the picture with Jessica, and dude, and looking back on it, I feel like I look like ridiculous. I hate it. But back then, I thought it was the greatest picture I'd ever taken in my life.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
It beats me and Santa when I was three. So I get back up there to the seat, I sit down, she won't talk to me. To make it worse, it is Leslie, her mother, and my father-in-law, Jeff. So we're all sitting there together. They've had to hear how upset she is. I sit down. I decide to try to break the ice by showing her the photo of me and Jessica.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice. That's real nice. She would not talk to me. Something happens. I can't remember why we would have stood up to be a part of this, but it was one of those songs where you stand up and kind of hold on to each other.
Mm-hmm.
She would not even hold my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
It was bad.
Wow.
Still to this day, and it's been 9 years, it still bothers her.
And you decided to open that wound back up today.
So today I posted a birthday picture to Jessica. but I made it ridiculous, though, on purpose.
It is ridiculous.
Because I wrote happy birthday, Jessica, on there.
And I will say, to watch you or to listen to you go ask us what to say and to laugh as you're like putting the little horn on there and stuff.
Stupid,
yeah,
too.
It's pretty funny.
Because, like, the whole idea of that's just dumb.
I do kind of have a story like that, though. We were at the UFC Super Show in Vegas probably, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago, and we were standing in a really long line to meet Ronda Rousey and George St. Pierre.
Oh, my gosh, that's
and,
cool.
And so Joey and I were in the line together. Well, something happened, and there was too many people in line. I don't remember. There wasn't going to be enough time. And they started, the people that were together, they started cutting. Like, only one of you can stay in the line.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
And Joey just looked at me, and I just went ahead and backed out just because this was kind of his thing and whatever. You know, like.
But still,
I was just, like, I got to watch him take a picture with Ronda Rousey and George St. Pierre, and I was like, wow.
Was he awkward?
No, because I wasn't that upset about it, but. It wasn't Jessica Simpson.
Dude, if my wife were there in the wings watching me get the picture taken, it'd be the worst picture ever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have you never done something like that to Rachel? Where you've kind of ditched her a little bit?
He's been a perfect boyfriend, I'm sure.
There was one time we were at this dog track in Florida. This happened last summer. And we were at this dog track, and I had a few drinks.
And you ran off with a bitch?
Gosh, that was the worst joke ever.
That was so stupid.
No, but golly. So they had like a little mini casino inside of the dog track itself. And the dog track was a dump, but inside of this casino, it looked really nice, and I just wanted to play a game. So I said, before we left, hey, I'm going to go use the bathroom, which just so happened to be the same place where this casino was.
Oh, gosh.
And I was in the bathroom, quote unquote, for a long time, and she looked through the glass doors and saw me playing this game.
No, she didn't.
And she said, David, you lied to me, and then just walked away.
Oh.
And I was like, I won like $20, though.
There's no worse words than you lied. That's an awful thing to say.
Yeah, and I guess I kind of fibbed because I knew what my intentions were, but...
No, I didn't even know I was going to stop.
Yeah. It wasn't that long.
Why is it always like the guy that gets caught in that stuff?
Because y'all are all like normally the ones that lie.
Ah, whatever.
I learned not to lie. Because, yeah. I mean, you learn that the hard way as you get older because you get caught in them.
Yeah. It's true.
But oh my goodness. And my wife's memory is so good that you can't lie.
I think mm-hmm. any woman's memory is good.
And she can tell, like, if I know something that I, like, she can just read it.
Yep.
So I just have to say, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what happened.
Yeah, you always get so paranoid about weird stuff like
so
that.
So yeah, just go ahead and tell the truth.
And then you just blurt it out. When sometimes you don't even need to. That's when I get cracked up.
There was one. What was it that I told on myself where there was something really ridiculous?
I know we've had a lot of guests in studio that have been attractive women that you always tend to bring up.
What does that even mean? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you do this all the time.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Well, just like think about all the celebrities we've had in here. And then you have to go tell your wife, hey, we took a picture with so-and-so. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, I'm not crazy like that. But there is something like that that happened.
I'm trying to remember too. Has it been since I've been
yes.
here?
Because it was a text. It was when I was going to be texting back and forth to book Raven Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I had to confess that, hey, I have her number. We've texted back and forth because we're going to book her to come on the show.
Yeah.
Remember
and you
that?
Were all worried about it. And me and
you
David were like,
I wasn't
why?
Worried about it.
We were like, why? It's like she's just coming on the show. And you were still.
I wasn't. You say I'm worried. I wasn't worried. I just wanted it to be clear that if she were to be sitting there and see my phone pop up the name Raven Gates, she'd understand why she was texting me.
I think she would. Leslie's a smart girl.
But for you, you just made a face.
I like, did not.
Yes, you did.
This is radio. This is podcast.
Oh, so
yeah,
we're
actually,
not supposed
it's
to,
podcast.
I can make whatever face I want. Idiot.
So, but I mean, you addressed the issue. It's almost like you didn't have to, but you decided to.
Because.
And it makes it more awkward.
It did make it more awkward.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have to tell me?
Well, I know, but it's because I'm trying to do the right thing. Like, that's what I figure out with me. I can try to do the right thing and do the right thing and still look like I'm doing the wrong thing.
I don't even know what that means.
Because I'm doing it right.
I'm doing it right,
but it still looks doing it wrong. It still looks like I'm doing it wrong. Right?
Right.
I'm like that character on TV who's, you can follow my whole life and I'm doing everything right and I still look guilty in the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could make a sitcom about your life.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'd be the number one show on
Absolutely.
TV.
Absolutely. And then if I try to be honest with my wife, say, hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, whatever bothers me sometimes, she gets mad at that. I'm like, you got to stop getting mad if I'm just being honest.
Oh, so you tell her something that she's doing and then that's what bothers you?
But I think we need to be able to have those discussions as married people. Hey, this is what I think, or this is how I feel when this situation happens.
I think you're right.
The last one you told us about, it was about her belching and farting and stuff like that?
Right, that's it. In church.
No.
Leslie, you just can't do that.
The preacher got on to her and everything.
Yeah, it's bad when they call her out. They kick her out.
No one sits behind her anymore.
Oh, gosh. You know, I've never heard her do that. I've heard her burp, but I've never heard a toot.
Are you serious?
And the other day, you guys know that I'm not going to do that either. Like, that's almost like an unwritten rule. But the other day, it is, and I don't do it.
You've told us stories about doing
accidentals?
Workouts and you doing stuff and y'all laughing.
It's an accidental. That's not intentional.
Okay.
Wait, so.
So you don't just walk up to her?
No,
and
I
just,
never would.
Y'all have been married for how long?
We got married in 08.
I was about to say. I hope
9 years, almost.
Hope you know.
Don't put me on the spot.
And you've never,
we don't do that.
You've never just, like, walked by her and, like.
On purpose?
Yeah, it's like a joke, just to be silly.
Do you do that?
I mean, sometimes.
Do you do that?
I don't, but I know someone that does.
Are you married to him?
There's a chance.
So we just don't. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. It's gross to me. I don't want to think about her smelling like that. Or that could even be produced.
But you know she does it.
I don't want to think about it.
And you smell.
Does Rachel do it to you?
Sometimes.
That's disgusting.
But, I mean, it just happens. We're comfortable enough with
each other. Well, you don't want Leslie to think if she accidentally, like, let something out that you're going to think she's disgusting. What? That's basically what you're saying.
But she's never done it. She's perfect.
Yeah, because she's probably scared to death. Like,
she's not scared.
She probably has stomach issues because she'll be sitting on the couch with you going, oh my God. She probably is like, oh, it's going to come out, but Brandon won't love me if I fart. Oh. And then she has like all these IBS problems because of you.
She's going after you.
All I was saying is the other day we were playing around in the garage. It sounds really stupid. So we warm up for our workout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to mess around and run in circles and look like I'm ridiculous.
Steve Carell from The Office.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, running real fast and arms every which way, legs going every which way. And I'll run by and slap her on the butt. And I'll do a circle around the garage, slap her on the butt again, do a circle around the garage, slap her on the butt again. Boom, ran around the garage, one little walk and fart, and I stopped.
Oh.
And she stopped, and we both died laughing.
So,
but it was like a little bubble.
That's what it was, like
a bubble.
But you act goofy in the garage. You do all this dumb stuff. And the thing that gets you the most is a tiny little fart that comes out.
A tiny little fart.
If that would happen to me, I would laugh.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably, because it's stupid.
So we're sitting at the table last night. This is more family talk. And I don't know what we were eating. Because whatever we were
eating. Fish and broccoli.
It wasn't that.
Salmon.
What was it? That was like a.
Chicken and broccoli.
It was a chicken. Chicken and black beans.
Oh.
It was a deal like, there was kind of like a soupy type thing that we had made. Anyway, and I was kind of clanking the spoon across the thing, and Kai said, I think you could stop doing that. And I thought, oh my gosh,
he's taking
he
after you.
Is totally me.
Because
it was getting on his nerves. That's he was trying funny. To watch one of his YouTube videos. Because kids nowadays, kids like watching other kids play video games.
Oh, yeah. Mine do,
too. Like, they don't even play the game themselves that much.
Mm-mm. I know.
Because they're busy watching kids
play. They like
play
hearing
games.
That commentary, because a lot of those kids are really, really funny when they do the commentary. And some of them, not so much, but some of them really are.
Kai loves it. Mm-hmm. Let me see if we can get him on the phone. We can also ask my wife about Jessica if y'all want to.
I do.
What do you think she'll say to me first words?
Hello?
She probably will hang up on you.
It's not going to be a good hello.
Think it's going to be a bad hello?
Yes.
I bet she says what?
Yep.
Like Stone Cold.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Mm.
How's it going?
Good.
It's Kai around?
Why are you calling me?
I wanted to talk to Kai, my friend, my buddy.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about Jessica Simpson?
No, we're not talking about that on the after show.
Jess.
Oh, David.
What?
Stupid.
What?
Jess.
Where's Kelly? She's a friend.
I'm right here not saying a word, but I have been defending you all day long.
I hope so.
Well, today's Jessica Simpson Day on K-Fine and in Northeast Arkansas.
Ugh, gross.
What do you mean gross?
She looks really good in that picture.
Weird.
I'm just thinking this could be...
That was 1,000 years ago, David.
This could be jealousy.
And no, I'm not jealous.
Are you legitimately jealous of Jessica Simpson from 2008?
No.
This is awkward now. I wanted to talk to Kai.
Can you...
He doesn't want to talk.
We were talking about how kids watch other kids play video games and barely even play the video games because they're watching kids play video games.
Yeah.
Hey, can we just get your side of the story?
No, we've heard her side over the years.
I haven't really heard her.
Are you talking about when I was pregnant and he left me in the bathroom to go meet her?
Yeah, that one.
Well, and this is what I told them. I was like, you're pregnant, hormones everywhere. Mm-hmm. You probably, I'm not saying you were a fat cow, because I don't remember how far along you were. How far along were you?
3 months. No, I'm kidding.
No, actually, when we got there, the problem was security asked her to move out of the way.
Oh.
Did not ever come home.
Do you remember, though?
Yeah, I think I was 6 months.
So in her head, because in my head, when I was 6 months pregnant, I was huge. I literally wasn't in my head. It was a literal fact.
Right.
I was huge.
You guys basically both gained around the same amount of weight.
Yeah, close to 85 pounds for me.
I gained 70 pounds.
Yep.
With Kai when it was all said and done. Yeah. But I was so uncomfortable that night, and I tried to dress cute, and being pregnant and dressing cute, they don't. And I wasn't even in maternity clothes.
Right.
I was trying to still squeeze into like normal clothing.
Wow. And I flirted with her all the time because she was beautiful pregnant.
That's true. But that is true. I just wasn't one of those women that felt it being pretty.
Yeah, me either.
Most women don't feel it.
Oh my God. Anyway, my mom and stepdad go with us, and me and my mother go to the bathroom, and I tell Brandon to hold on, and I come out, and he's nowhere.
Right.
And I ask my stepdad, I'm like, where's Brandon? Oh, he went downstairs. I'm like, downstairs?
I thought he could have covered
for
you.
Yeah, there was a meet and greet. I'm like, he left me.
But I came back for you, and I realized you weren't there already.
You knew that I had not walked out of that bathroom.
Well, I thought maybe you were excited to meet Jessica, too, so you just got down there before
I did. That is such a lie. You waited for me for like 15 seconds and then took off.
I mean, it wasn't like I thought there was going to be anything magical happen down there.
What are you even talking about?
Lucky
Charms?
What
does that even mean?
I'm just saying.
Explain.
Like, I knew I wanted you to go. That's why I came back for you.
What, do you think she was going to make out with you or something?
Well,
that's what he said earlier.
That's not what
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
They're not even
I just
friends.
Got a really dirty look.
Yeah, you did.
I was just kidding.
There was a magical picture taken, though.
It was. You could feel it.
Weird. You're so weird.
But legitimately... When I came back to get you and the security guard said she can't come down
Brandon,
there.
Brandon, you had already went backstage. They're not going to let you come get me.
Well, I ran.
Take someone back with you.
I ran really fast through the halls.
What's the point of even leaving me? I have never asked you that question.
I thought you were there.
Why did you leave me?
Because I thought you were already there.
That is a lie.
I don't
lie. You thought that I walked out of the bathroom and left you to go meet Jessica Simpson? That is a lie.
Well, there was a
George
chance.
Washington in here. I didn't know that.
But the truth is that we couldn't miss that opportunity.
There was no we. It was you. You couldn't miss it, apparently.
He had to do it for his job.
It was part of my job.
David.
I get it.
It's just what I do.
It's just what you do.
When I was in high school, one of my nicknames was the doer because that's just what I do.
Even. When you were in high school, you had a lot of names.
I know, right?
And Mr. Truth was another one, if you
Mr.
remember.
Truth,
Mr.
Yes.
Truth.
Mr.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. That was on the back of my jersey when I played sports, the doer.
In quotes.
Which is another lie.
The doer. You know, it is the thought that counts because he did run after you.
I did. I wanted Jessica to realize that I would run from her to save you.
Leslie,
no,
I would have probably been destroyed too because I just know how it is being pregnant. And I know that if my husband would have left and gone and taken a picture with someone that I knew that he thought was absolutely delicious. I would have been extremely
delicious.
Like sad and like I would have sulked for a long time.
Oh, thanks for making it worse. Oh, yeah. She still
you
is.
My feelings.
Yeah.
So today the Instagram post was meant to be funny.
Weird.
No, it was meant
you
to be
succeeded. It was weird.
It was meant to be funny.
What if Jessica Simpson commented back and just put "you're weird"?
She would never.
Why would she not?
Why would she?
Because she likes me.
You think she remembers you?
Probably. Goodbye. Stop trying to make hurt my feelings.
You hurt my feelings. I would never leave you to go meet some other dude.
Oh, that's a lie.
Okay, maybe it is.
You would run back there as fast as you could to see Adam Levine.
That might be true.
See, exactly.
No, I would never do that.
Right, because I'd never get you backstage passes.
I'll buy them myself.
You can't buy them. I'm never giving you the chance.
Well.
Would you rather have me or Adam Levine?
What?
Would you rather have me or Adam Levine?
You?
See that? Yeah.
For the win.
Score.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
See that? That's exactly what the answer is supposed to be, because I'm the man.
Who would you rather have, Brandon? Leslie or Jessica Simpson?
And why is there a pause?
I think his mic just went off. He's trying to answer.
He's getting a drink of his drink.
He's a weirdo.
I would much rather have you.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
He just said he never lies.
I'm
never caught him in one.
Right, because I don't, because I know better. Because I'd
yeah,
end up,
you do. That's
I'd end
right.
up like freaking that John Wayne Bobbitt.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
My wiener be on the side of the road somewhere. People think it was a little rock, a little pebble.
Oh my God.
Look at that tiny snail.
Mom, a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
All right. I'll let you go now.
You want to talk to Kai?
Who?
Your son?
Hang on real quick. I can
love my head down. Brandon.
I can say I love this song. Crazy. And all it gets me right
before I hit the ground. With nothing but a t-shirt. Stop.
You played that song the other day. And
on
you
accident.
Said, no, you're a liar. You said, no, I'm now
drunk.
You're a liar. No, because you said you liked
drunk.
That song.
I was drunk.
You are not. That's why I called
her. She was up. Sleepwalking, talking.
We're Jessica about to, Simpson.
We're about to have an intervention.
About?
What's another good one?
The Boots one.
Come on, Boots.
Are you ready, Boots?
Are you ready, Boots?
See, that's a good one. I guarantee you, if I play this one, my wife will like this song. Watch. And through it. Am I right?
I don't even know the name of that song.
Do you know it, Kelly?
Yeah.
It's a good one?
It's good. It's a remake.
Is it?
So good.
Oh, I do like that song.
Man, her voice is angelic in that song.
Really?
I
don't know if angelic would be what I would
I thought it was.
Say.
I've never heard him say that word in the freaking 1,000 years I've known him. That word has never come out of his mouth.
Yeah, I know that. Take my breath away. Has she ever done an original song?
I'm waiting on it.
Isn't that funny? Hey, what's one of the ones that you said was good?
It sounds like a John Mellencamp song, but it was, I'll have to look it up.
Irresistible. What is that?
I know all of them.
Does
like,
she have any current music?
Nope.
No,
nope.
She's making billions right now with her fashion empire.
Yeah, she's all into the fashion stuff. Although I do like her shoes. She has good boots and good shoes.
Yeah, she does have good boots.
Baby.
All right, love you.
Oh my gosh.
What the boots? Are you ready, Boots? All right, we're going to watch the Dukes of Hazzard tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, no, your option is either the Dukes of Hazzard or WWE.
I'm going shopping. Just don't even talk to me.
I'll meet you there.
Oh,
bring Brandon's card.
A bowl.
Duh.
There ain't no money on that card anymore. All right, see you later.
Oh, God.
You see where I got it? That's where I got it. What'd you say?
Don't ever call me again.
What did you say before that? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'll talk like that, first of all.
Did she just do it?
I think she did.
David?
What? I'm just.
You're going to get it.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Well, that makes one of us. All right. See you later.
Oh.
She's about to do it again.
See?
Oh, God.
Goodbye.
All right, she's off the phone now.
Yes.
See y'all later.